Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Our chat with Steve Gamier earlier this year was easily one of the best interviews I think we've had on Open House. So I'm expecting good things from this book review because Steve's wife, Odni Gamier, is the author. Picking Flowers on Dusty Roads is a biography. So we'll get to hear about the incredible Gamier family from the other half, our esteemed book reviewer with the emphasis on esteem. Cara Martin is with us now. Hi, Cara.
Hi. Hey, I noticed you called your film reviewer esteemed as well. You know, this word you just bandy about.
There's one esteemed film reviewer and there's one esteemed book reviewer.
Right, yeah. I'll take that.
I got out of that one. Now, listen, Steve Gamier, as in the opening of Open House each week at the moment, describes himself as a pothead who'd be on toast without Jesus. Odni fell in love with this ex-drug addict.
Yeah.
What an amazing story.
Yeah, that's right. They actually met. She was teaching Japanese students in Tokyo and he was sort of breezing through there and they met, fell in love, and they ended up in Thailand with Youth with a Mission, which they renamed Youth Without Any Money. And they were doing some work in Thailand.
Yeah. Mm. They've worked at various missions, but you say her love for the Karen people in Burma really stands out in this book.
Absolutely. And that becomes the passionate thing. And I think that's the thing you hear from Steve as well. They had this chance walk along to this refugee camp where they started hearing the stories of these people and suddenly realised what a massive issue this was. You know, a million displaced people within Burma struggling through the jungles, running from the army, just lost out of time, out of place in these refugee camps along the Thai border. And, the more she met the Karen people and received their hospitality, she says they actually taught her more about Christianity than she'd learnt from anywhere else.
If people haven't heard Steve Gamier's interview, well worth catching on our podcast page. What difference have they made in the lives of the Karen people?
Well, to begin with, their focus was on meeting basic needs, and they did that in really courageous ways. So actually going into the jungle, taking medicine supplies, trying to teach them about basic health care, trying to set up educational opportunities for children. So those really basic needs that these people had at the beginning. But what I really admire is that they went from that, and Odni has done a lot of work now actually speaking in schools, and then she's had these incredible have to be God opportunities of actually speaking to ministers in Parliament. So she ended up talking to a minister in Great Britain and a minister in Norway, and talking to them about the needs of the people, and them actually listening and really beginning to understand the scale of the issues from a personal perspective.
You like her honesty. Both about her work and her personal struggles as well.
Yeah, and that's what really struck me about this book. I've read a lot of books from biographies for missionaries in the past, and sometimes you get the sense that these people are, 8 foot tall and bulletproof. You know?
Yes, get real.
I think she has a real humility about herself. It's not a book that's going to give you a terrible guilt trip. It's just a book where just the love for these people comes through. She tells stories, but she also is real about herself. And she, at one point, she says, "Maybe I've come here to learn not to be impressed by myself, but instead to see that I am weak and dependent. In the convenience of my own world, I don't often see this."
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're at a lot of the time. We're so caught up in our daily living and all the wonderful things we have around us, we don't really recognise how dependent we are on others, and especially God.
She concludes the book with a list of lessons she's learned. How important for us, how accessible is that for us to learn from her experiences?
I think they're exactly the same things we need to know. So her number one thing is God loves us no matter what, and no matter what our shortcomings are. Secondly, she says we're living our lives for him. So she talks about her life being a love offering to God, which is a beautiful image.
Yes.
And the third thing she says, you've got to look around you, focus on the lilies, not the weeds. And she says this in the context of just the struggles that she had at times of feeling overwhelmed by the needs of the Karen people, but then realizing that each person they helped made a huge difference. Her fourth point is trust God through the worst. And then she also adds to that, know when to take a break. And I think that's so sensible. Some people just push themselves too far.
Totally.
And the fifth thing is to listen to God. And she says that you do that by reading his word. But also she says, listen to your heart and also take advice from others. Mm.
Some great lessons. Mm. A great family. As I said, it's well worth catching him on our podcast page. So the book is Picking Flowers on Dusty Roads. Our esteemed one, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.